The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
832 asks, how's your betting going to change when sports programs come back? Will the short training camps make it difficult? I think we've already seen a little bit of that with the soccer, that some of the teams weren't as sharp when they came back, which is what you would expect.
Listen, I'm not in a hurry to start betting $1,000 a game or something like that. I'm gonna tiptoe myself in when things do get started up. I'll throw out another thing that a couple guys have gotten worked up about now. Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins talking about the Calhoun Honors College at Clemson. And I texted in when John and Lance were telling the story this morning. I texted Lance. I said, boy, I sure hope Deshaun doesn't look up Thomas Clemson, because he's going to be really disheartened to find out that Mr. Clemson was in the Confederate Army and was like the Minister of Agriculture in South Carolina. How do you think the Minister of Agriculture in South Carolina back then felt about slavery?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Although I would say most of you don't bother today. It's a Tuesday, and you're failing badly. Missed the first 2 hours. Good stuff. Have a lot more. Voiced a lot more issue-related today than I was hoping we would be on a Tuesday. But, oh well. We do have some good news.
What's the good news?
Our buddy Courtney is here to give us some really good news about an ESPY winner.
Okay. Well, let's bring her on. Courtney joins. Do you still work here, Courtney?
Hey, come on. I email you at least like once a week.
Yeah, I get.
You know I work there.
Do you email once a week? I don't know if that's true.
I email you your promos and then to say like, hey, what's up?
You never do that.
You hear in the Monday meeting every week.
Yeah, I guess I did hear that. So you're right. My bad. Well, Courtney, the ESPYs have been for a long time, it's sort of a staple, and they're back this year, and it's a little bit different than usual. And they decided that they're going to honor some local ESPY winners. And can you tell the people about it a little?
Yeah, so we had nominees submit their nominees. It could be an athlete, a coach, anyone who represents the ESPY brand, and we have a winner.
And do we have our finalists? Do we have that, or do we just want to go straight to the winner?
We posted our nominees on Twitter. I posted their names.
Okay, well, just tell me the winner then, and let's get this over.
Okay. So our 2020 Houston ESPY winner is Mary Tindall.
Mary Tindall, who, little known fact, you could stop the drum roll now. She's announced it. Yeah. Come on, get with it. Mary Tindall, a former intern of ours here who got her senior season cut short at NYU, her softball season. So congratulations to Mary. And Courtney, thank you. Congratulations to you for still working here and
You're welcome.
And taking care of this. And yeah, so there you have it. Congratulations to Mary. That's very exciting. And she'll be featured in the ESPYs broadcast. When is that going to be? Like middle of July or something like that now?
Yeah,
they change it around. It's not when it normally is, but very cool situation. All right, Courtney, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Maybe we'll see you at the office one day.
Maybe.
Okay. Courtney had coronavirus. That's why she's been gone. Very unfortunate.
Yeah, Mary's a really very smart, unique young lady.
Very special chick. Like, she's a hard worker, very bright. Is a good word for her. Very, very deserving.
She's also a very talented writer. She has done some fiction, and she actually let me read one of her short stories. Very well done. So couldn't be happier for her. All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And I have some less serious stuff I'd like to get to for the rest of the show, if that's okay.
Less serious?
Unless you want to...
Well, I actually have... At 6:15, I've got to get to my sex stories. I've got two of them.
Okay.
I guess I can get to them now.
No, yeah. Well, I'll get to one of mine first.
Okay.
How familiar are you with Dan Bilzerian?
Moderately familiar. Like, we're not boys, but I know who he is.
Yeah, I guess I know who he is because he's one of those famous for being famous people.
Yes.
He's basically a male Kardashian.
Kind of.
Well, did you see he is writing an autobiography?
No. That's going to be super interesting.
Here's the mistake he made, though. He offered $5,000 to the internet for the best suggestion for the name of the book. I bet you can imagine how that went.
What was the winner?
Here's some of the ones. I'll just share a few. Dan Bilzerian, the only thing shorter than my Navy career is my penis. Let's see. No One Cares About Dan Bilzerian by Don Bilborian. Fake It Until You Make It. This book title cost me $5,000. Then you get into some good ones. Dan Bilzerian, I couldn't have done it without daddy's money.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know who the bleep Dan Bilzerian is, but I want $5,000.
Yes.
That would probably
that's
be.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Actually, some of these would be funny.
Yeah. Love your kids so they don't end up like me. The Tale of Dan Bilzerian. Blowing an inheritance through an eternal midlife crisis fueled by feelings of inadequacy. Dan Bilzerian's guide to still only being 5'9". So, needless to say, maybe not the best idea. That's just a sample. There were some others that I can't say on air. But, yeah. So, that's, there you go.
Well, he didn't announce the winner, though, huh?
No, I don't know if he has yet, because honestly, I don't care enough about the guy. I just care that people responded with funny tweets about it.
Right. That's yeah. what I just want to get it out there.
Because I honestly just don't know anything really about him other than he's famous for some reason.
That's kind of what I know about him. I don't know like what he's technically famous for.
I know he hangs out with Instagram models a lot. That's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron, is this someone you're like intimately involved with somehow?
Nope. I've seen his Instagram post of, you know, paying hot girls to run on a treadmill and stuff like that. And I know I think he did fairly well in a World Series of Poker event at one point. I don't think he won, but I think he came close enough that he tells everybody that he won.
Yeah,
but he bought in, if I remember right, I probably am misremembering this, he bought in like 10 years in a row with his parents' money and then got a decent result once. It was like, yeah, I'm on top. And he wasn't.
Okay. Sounds about right.
Yeah, I don't recall him at the World Series of Poker, but it's possible I missed him.
Yeah, you guys were at the same table.
Don't think so.
I remember it.
But okay, that's good to know. Because he's one of those guys that people write about all the time.
Yeah,
like Bro Bible and Larry Brown Sports. All these things.
Male Kardashian's probably a good way to put it.
Because I couldn't really tell you anything about what a Kardashian does.
I could.
I know you could, but...
Oh, yes, I could.
I know that there was a sex tape. Yeah. I mean, we all know that. But, all I know is that they show a lot of, ass photos.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Well, let's face it, Fred. If your ass looked like that, you would show those photos, too.
I don't know. It'd look pretty weird. That ass would look really weird on me.
It'd look good on you.
No, I don't think it would. I think it would be...
God, I'd enjoy coming to work with you if you had that.
No, that's... It's like putting a tuxedo on a turd. You know, it's just not going to make any difference. You're going to still smell the turd.
That's true.
Yeah, apparently in 2009 he played in the World Series, and he finished in 180th place. And then
in the main event?
Yeah.
That's good.
That's a good run.
Impressive feat.
Yeah.
And then 2010 he was voted one of the funniest poker players on Twitter. Bluff Magazine, and he claims in 2013 he claimed to have made $10.8 million in a single night playing poker, and in 2014 he said he made $50 million the entire year playing poker, without any like backing up of these claims.
Hey, this is totally unrelated. Do you have a Bet Online account?
No.
BetOnline is one of the, I would say, more of the pop, more popular online sports books in the United States. And they use, like, their lines, for whatever reason, their lines get a lot of publicity. Like, it's always, that's one of the ones that gets talked about in stories. What if I told you right now the price at BetOnline, Drew Brees will kneel during Anthem Week 1, what would you guess the number would be?
Oof. He's got to be a minus number now because everybody's going to do it. And he almost has to.
What's your guess? Give me a number.
Probably minus 500.
Aaron?
That he will?
That he will kneel.
Minus 250.
What if I told you it's plus 200?
Oh, I'd take that.
I would too. That, and I don't have a BetOnline account, and I'm really bummed that I don't.
What are the odds for him not? Does it have that?
It doesn't. It just says, will he kneel?
And, well, that's kind of silly to not
yes, plus 200. Oh, it is no minus 350.
Dude, I'm taking the plus on that. He almost has to, right? After all the crap he's done.
That's, I almost certainly.
I mean, the response that he got from that, and now the whole league saying, he almost has to. Because I'm pretty sure everybody's going to do it the first game. Almost everybody?
Yeah, I think everybody. I don't think it's almost. All right, guys, I got to tell you about TGS. And if you own your home and you could use a few extra bucks in your pocket, let me tell you how TGS can make that happen for you. They're using A-rated, top-of-the-line insurance, the best insurances. That's all they're giving you, the best choices, the best options. And they've already done all the work for you. And if you're not aware, you might be saying, well, I've already got homeowners insurance. Okay, that's cool. The great thing is once you find out, I can get a better rate and better coverage. And in my case, I saved money and got better coverage. You can get your prorated money back. Even if you paid in full, they're going to pay you back what you've been paid or what you've paid in. And it makes sense. And I know you're thinking, I've got a bundle. You're still going to save money. I'm betting you can at least check it out. Text the word money to 232323. They'll get you a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. They're open now. Check them out. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving today.
Yeah, you should drop everything. Your plans, your man, I don't see a ring on your pretty little hand.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So you had sex stories you wanted to get to.
Yeah, I had a couple of them. Some big Corona sex updates. You may have heard about the Harvard study that advises if you're not in quarantine together, you shouldn't kiss and you should wear masks during sex.
Okay.
How would you feel about that? Like, let's say you weren't married. Let's say you had a girlfriend, but you didn't live together. Would it be weird to have sex with masks on?
Well, I probably can't answer that question because I'm sure she would use this as an excuse to never have to have sex with me again, because that's every woman in my life.
By the way, you came up on the morning show today, your sexual interests about cartoons and aliens.
Well, it's more aliens than it is anything. I mean, cartoons too. I mean, I think they're sexy cartoon characters.
Right. But the morning guys were talking about your interests.
But it's not just any alien. I mean, that's very
right.
General.
Not alien from the movie Alien.
No, not that one.
That would be gross.
A predator? No. No predator.
Predator would probably be a top with you, would be my guess.
I don't know.
Wouldn't you, like, if you pictured Fred and Predator having sex, Fred's the bottom, right?
Yeah, I would think
But see, it's just that one's not happening. So.
Well, let's face it.
But Gamora?
Yes. Let's face it. If Predator wanted it to happen, that would happen. You wouldn't be able to really fight
him Predator off. doesn't do that. Predator just kills you. That hence the name Predator.
All we saw on film was Predator doing that.
That's all I can judge.
Predator in real life actually typically rapes his victims.
Oh, he does.
Before.
See, how do you, see, now you're just spreading misinformation. This is the problem. This is the problem. You're spreading fake stuff. You're made up. Something that you criticized our president for earlier in the show, and here you are saying bad things about Predator. Shame on you.
It also says,
but yes, I would be fine with a mask if it meant actually getting to have sex.
It also says you should shower before and after sex and clean the physical space with soap or alcohol wipes. It says, needless to say, abstinence and masturbation are the lowest risk activities, although sexual activity via digital platforms such as phone or video chat is also considered low risk.
How is there any risk with that?
I guess maybe if there's some coronavirus on your phone while
then the sex part's not going to be any risk because you've already been using the phone all day.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with no risk, Harvard. Come on.
And it also says that they understand that the suggestion to abstain from intimacy entirely is likely to promote shame and unlikely to achieve intended behavior outcomes. The researchers therefore post that sex-positive recommendations regarding remote sexual activity are optimal during the pandemic, balancing human needs for intimacy with personal safety and pandemic control. So that's how they're saying to practice safe sex. Now, in London, the British government they've taken it a step further.
Ruh-roh.
It is now illegal to have sex at home with a person from another household. This is new coronavirus legislation rolled out on Monday. Is meant to prevent people from socializing with one person from outside of their household in a private space. And it's drawn massive criticism, obviously. The amendment to the Health Protection Bill states no person may participate in a gathering which takes place in a public or private place indoors and consists of two or more persons. There is a gathering when two or more people are present together in the same place in order to engage in any form of social interaction with each other or to undertake any other activity with each other. Until recently, the person visiting another household was held responsible for the breach of measures, but now both people involved are liable to be prosecuted under the new law. No person may, without reasonable excuse, stay overnight at any place other than the place where they live. So as of June 1st, anyone caught having sex with someone from outside their household, criminal record, and a fine of £100.
Oh, he doesn't? Okay, that seems like a bit much to me. You know what's funny is like Boris Johnson was all anti-Rona, and then he got it.
Yeah.
And now...
Well, let's also face it. £100 now it's about $100, right? We're kind of even with him these days?
Still like $120.
I mean, okay.
Yeah, it's not that much money.
I mean,
you're probably paying the hooker more than that anyway.
Are you not willing to pay $120 to get some sex during Corona lockdown? You haven't seen another human for 3 months. It's like, you know what? I'm doing this. I'll pay my $120 or my £100 fine. Yeah, I'm just getting it done.
It goes on your criminal record.
Okay.
What does that mean?
It's not it's a £100 fine. It can't be a felony. So, like, are you going to have to put it on?
But what if you do it, like, 10 times and you get caught 10 times?
Well, now you've got an issue. You're a sexaholic, and that's a different
10 times over a month is a sexaholic?
Well, if it's illegal and you're still doing it.
Oh, gosh. You guys and your rules. No fun. 936. If Fred and Predator had a kid, it would be Fredditor. Oh. Be careful, Fred. In 300 years, someone will listen to the podcast, decide you're racist against some aliens and not others, and take down your statue. And someone 3 says, it almost sounds like Great Britain just low-keyed okayed incest.
I don't want to say that that's what happened, but it does kind of seem that way.
Well, sorry, England. I guess that'll cut down on extramarital affairs.
I'm guessing that will, but is that really what we want in society? Sanctitude of marriage.
Oh, wait. Ask me, man. I don't know.
It's not your department.
Yeah. I can give you great advice on going through a divorce.
Okay.
And if you need that, I'm here. I'm happy to help anybody who needs that. The rest of it, there's got to be better people than me. That's for sure. I have an alien update for you because I know you want to have one.
Okay.
Apparently, the International Space Station, there are recordings that have spotted several alien objects that appear to be monitoring the Falcon 9 space mission.
Oh. Do you think this is... do you think it's Antifa, like that old guy?
Could be.
Yeah, he's trying to use a scanner.
But here's what I think. Because there's a theory out there, ancient astronaut theorists suggest, that these are not actually aliens, but people from our future. Maybe Antifa is from our future. And there's a big battle about to come between them and the good aliens. What do you think?
Yeah, it could be.
Dude, I think I have my first science fiction book going.
I've got some other Falcon-related news. You'll be happy to know about this.
Yeah?
Have you ever heard of Falcon Lake?
No, but I did see a tweet that it was 199 degrees in the water there today.
Yes, which is pretty wild. Feels like 117 degrees. That's pretty rough. It's in the valley. Did you take note of how they so every lake in the city has like there's an acronym, numbers and letters to, so people will know what lake it is. The people who deal with these, like the weather service and people like that. Do you want to know what Falcon Lake's acronym is?
I guess.
It's FART2.
I see. you had to find a fart joke. That was basically it, right?
I mean, it is kind of funny. FART2, Falcon Lake.
No.
Maybe it's just me that thinks that's funny.
Yeah. All right. You know what I probably need to do when we get back is a gym of the day, which I think I've used three of my gym of the days. Fortunately, I had about five. Did you do the fish stuck in rectum story yesterday? No, you had the guy that put the thing in his
yes. Team.
Yeah. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Alfredo says, well, you should be showering after sex regardless, but no, I'm not wearing a mask. I was thinking, if you're not wearing a mask, that does eliminate one particular act, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't, unless you're, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you would actually do that. So.
I mean, it could be like the people who smoke cigarettes out of those masks, just have it go through the side.
Or up and under? I don't know.
I'm no expert on that. I certainly would not claim to be.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. A man had to get a fish surgically removed from his rectum after reportedly telling a nurse that he accidentally sat on the animal.
That happens to me all the time.
China, of course, which is the Florida.
Of course.
It's the Florida of Asia.
That's racist.
I mean,
if you just said it was out of China, that'd be one thing.
No, I've been saying all along, China is the Florida of Asia. That's where all the weird stories come from. But the 30-year-old man was treated in the emergency room at Jiaqing First People's Hospital in Guangdong.
Guangdong.
Grim images of the animal and various x-rays show that whatever happened, the fish was well and truly stuck up there. CT scans revealed the full thing was stuck in the rectum, with the patient complaining of intense abdominal pain that lasted over an hour. When a nurse questioned him on it, the patient claimed he'd accidentally sat on the fish, which then entered his body.
Was it a frozen fish?
No.
Was it a live fish?
The healthcare worker responded saying, "Do you think I'm an idiot?" And yes, he had an emergency endoscopy, which...
Is it endoscopy or endoscopy?
Endoscopy probably sounds better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is one of the times.
Or endoscopy.
If there's someone in the... butt field, or you know,
yeah. See, that's not my.
If
field.
You're really into digital butt stuff, imaging, or you're a bodies. Doctor, let us know.
Yeah, that sounds more right, actually. See, there's your one, but
that's not the one I was thinking of, though.
You'll get there.
I'll get there.
You mispronounced one earlier.
Oh, I probably do all the time.
What was it?
I
was
magnate.
Magnate. Well, yeah, I was being my southern gentleman, magnate.
The fish was eventually retrieved from his bowels.
Oh, I don't like that word, bowels. Do you?
You just did a fart joke. Where do you think a fart comes from?
Yeah, but just the
word. It comes from bowels.
That word is just uncomfortable for me.
Why is it not bowel? See, wouldn't it sound so much better?
The bowels.
The bowel? I have pain in my bowel.
Deep within my bowels.
Well, there's a fish swimming around right now. But it was unclear whether the fish was dead or alive at the time of insertion. Clearly did not survive, so dead fish. But I think we all agree that
not wise, guys.
He didn't sit on that fish and have this happen, because there would be pants on, theoretically.
Right. That's the better question. Is, well, okay, let's say for a second you did sit on the fish. Okay, why weren't you wearing pants when you sat on the fish? Why is this fish's head covered in Vaseline? Can you explain that, sir?
That's your sad eye, Julie. Gym of the day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The sad eye jeweler, gym of the day.
Pat in the 409 said, you guys said you wanted to lighten things up. Damn, you definitely achieved your goal. Yeah.
And now to bring it back. Lamont. Hello, Lamont.
Say, man, I wanted to comment on AJ's point. I thought it was a good point. And I don't even much know if he has to really go. I don't really even much know if you have to go 50 years talking about, you know, Fred eating meat. As soon as you said that, I just thought about 30 to 40 years ago with Archie Bunker, the Jeffersons, with the use of the N-word on the show, or even more, the Dukes of Hazzard. You know, it's people right now that just can't even believe that that went on. And I just thought that you had made a good point on that. I was like, I really must know if he had to really go back 50 years into the future. He could almost say, what's going on right now? Archie Bunker, All in the Family, and the Jeffersons, and Dukes of Hazzard couldn't survive right now in 2020. That's all I have, fellas. Good show today, man.
Thank you.
To his point, though, those shows were kind of important at the time.
They were. They're important now.
Yeah.
It's important that those shows happened. But that's part of history. That's what I say. Things get made in a time when it's socially acceptable. When it's not socially acceptable, you can't go, I can't believe that. It's not fair. It's just not fair.
It's so funny because I went back and watched some All in the Families just to see if it was as bad as I remembered. And it kind of was, but it's also, it's one of those things like Uncut Gems. There was so much yelling and Edith had the most annoying voice. Some of those shows were hard to stick with because of that. But yeah, they also dealt with a lot of social issues. And you know, one of my favorites to this day is Sanford and Son. Like, I'll watch Sanford and Son anytime I see it on, which every now and then it still pops up.
Yeah. Think about this. And like, you know, now I won't even use something ridiculous. Like I'm thinking of like an endangered animal, like a panda or a rhino. It's hard to imagine a situation where those would be hunted to begin with. But let's just say like wolves. Wolves now are endangered species.
Right.
If you were hunting wolves or shooting wolves on your land 50 years ago, you weren't considered a bad guy. You weren't, once wolves are extinct, now what? Oh, well, that guy killed wolves.
Oh, I'll just kill wild dogs then.
He was part of the problem. He was a wolf killer. You know,
those wolves had it coming.
Yeah. But it's, I mean, there's a time and a place for everything. And it's history. If you expect to be comfortable with history, it's never going to work out for you. History is an uncomfortable thing. And part of what makes history interesting to me is the negative history. We learn from that too. Like, you know, we learn from the mistakes of mankind.
We're supposed to learn from that. We don't.
Well,
we don't learn nearly enough.
I do because I'm advanced. Mm.
See, I'm the one the aliens are going to come and take away because I'm looking to the future and I want to party with those dudes. And so I know they're kind of studying us now. And if I'm an alien studying us, I'm looking at us and going, well, you're a bunch of dumbs. How did you guys ever evolve enough to get nuclear weapons?
Yeah.
So, what about Good Times, Sanford and Sud, Chico and the Man were totally shows of the times. Yeah, Chico and the Man was another one. But that you can't remake anything now. Did you see that they're doing a Looney Tunes reboot, but they're not going to let Yosemite Sam have guns?
It's Elmer Fudd.
Well, Elmer too.
Both oh yeah, that was my Hey Man bleep that.
What's
did I just ruin your Hey Man bleep?
Oh, it's all good.
What's I saw Elmer had like a some folks call it a Kaiser blade. I call it a sling blade. Well, yeah, like a scythe or whatever the Grim Reaper carries around.
That's not. Okay, if we're gonna reboot something, seriously. I mean, I grew up watching those things. I turned out okay, sort of. I didn't shoot a bunch of people. I don't know.
I mean, and all he's shooting is bunnies.
Not even. He's successfully shooting himself.
Yeah, he tries to shoot bunnies. Maybe that's a gun safety issue.
So does Wile E. Coyote not get to get blown up anymore?
I don't know. I think he's still going to get dynamited.
Why are we rebooting this? This is another classic that you don't touch. You can just have your kids watch the originals.
Yeah.
Except not Popeye, apparently, because there was a lot of racist crap in that, too.
Yeah.
What were the two birds?
Heckle and Jekyll.
Yeah. I don't think you can make that one now.
No. Well, you remember Tom and Jerry? The woman who lived in their house? Which I guess it was Tom's owner. I assume Jerry wasn't a pet. You assume Tom was, right?
Right.
But that lady who was basically like a walking stereotype of slave era mammy in the kitchen.
Mammy Two Shoes.
Mammy Two Shoes. There you go. Yeah, that I don't think that would fly today.
Pretty sure you couldn't make Speedy Gonzales today.
Maybe not. Although they're attributing, maybe, I think it seems like they're attributing his speed to his heritage. Which is maybe a positive.
A32 says, please keep Rapey Skunk. Now, Pepe Le Pew, he's no gone. Way. There's no way. Not in the Me Too movement. You can't have Pepe Le Pew.
I think they've talked about him a couple years ago. He got canceled.
Nah, that's a little, I mean, it's a little unfair. Again, look at the era.
Man. Right.
But I like Pepe Le Pew. 713-780 ESPN 713-780-3776. All right, I've ruined your Hey Man bleep. That sorry.
I got a backup. No worries.
Good.
I had a feeling it would. I thought it might have been.
I've been wanting to get to it, so just so happened that trying to be have a little bit lighter. You know, that was one of the reasons. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, Houston. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. One final segment to go. Let's do a little Hey Man Bleep That. You want to go first or you want me to go first?
I will gladly go first.
Okay.
Another hidden and deadly respiratory disease could be on the way after the coronavirus. Have you heard of this?
No, because the coronavirus is never going away.
Professor Ann Clayson says that Legionnaire's disease is caused by inhaling water droplets that contain the Legionella pneumophila bacteria. She said it's quite rare, but the long periods of inactivity in buildings, such as during lockdown, greatly increase the risk of outbreak. Can cause severe pneumonia. In fact, its symptoms could be easily mistaken for COVID-19. They include fever, dry cough, shortness of breath, and muscle pain. This means the potential for increased incidence of Legionnaires due to misdiagnosis cannot be overstated. It doesn't spread from person to person, but cause large community outbreaks through contaminated airborne water droplets. Listen, we don't need any more diseases, okay? We're good. Let's save one. The next big disease can come like 3 or 4 years down the road. We don't need multiples in 1 year. So to that, I say, that. Hey, man, that. Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah.
Thanks for not cutting me off.
Yeah, well, they're just, these doctors have to find something else now because the Rona's kind of gone on the back burner because of everything else. It's like, oh, no, we need to scare people again.
Well, consider me scared.
I ain't scared, man.
I'm scared.
Are you familiar with a gentleman named Greg Glassman?
That sounds somewhat familiar.
Well, he is the CEO of CrossFit.
Oh, yeah. That's why it sounds familiar.
You know, he's built a pretty good company out of this. Probably making a lot of money. Well, I'm sure you saw what he did the other day when he tweeted a response to a tweet about racism, discrimination, or critical public health issues.
Yeah.
He tweeted, "It's Floyd-19. Then apologized for it. Well, apparently, that day, he had a conference call, according to TMZ, where he was just going off. Said, "We're not mourning for George Floyd. I don't think me or any of my staff are." Says, one of the participants said it turned into a bleep show. And he apparently just was saying all kinds of stuff that wound up getting out. Said, "Can you tell me why I should mourn from him? Other than it that it's the white thing to do? Other than that, give me another reason." Guys, everybody's emotional right now. Everybody's pumped up. Everybody's mean. Don't say anything that might come out and cost you your damn business or your damn job. There's too much of this going on, and this guy, definitely an idiot. Not something to say in a meeting. Damn sure not something to tweet out. To that I say, hey, man, fuck that. Did I give you enough time to get your backup together?
Yeah. Actually, I'm going with a whole nother one, thanks to Socially Distant Joey on Twitter, who tweeted at us just a second ago. A video was posted by @CountryBaby88 recently. And it's a gender reveal video from June 8th. Well, she and her, the father of her child decided for their gender reveal, they were going to pay, I'm going to put this in quotes, professional wrestlers to build a ring in their backyard. And one of them was dressed in pink and one of them was dressed in blue. And whichever wrestler won was the actual gender of their new child. And you see a wrestler in pink pin the blue wrestler out of nowhere, and she is so proud and so happy. And if you look at her Twitter page and some of the things that she's tweeted out, not surprising. What is surprising, she hails from the great state of Delaware. So I hate gender reveals to begin with. Using quote-unquote professional wrestlers to do it is even dumber. So.
I think that's the best, hey, man, best gender reveal ever, honestly.
You know, if you're going to do one, that's probably... Now, I'm against in general. Let me just say that.
I am too.
But at least that's fairly creative. I think. No, not for Aaron. You're the only one of us left who might have to do this one day.
Nope.
And if you wind up gender revealing, after all the things you've said.
Oh, my kid would be fatherless.
Well, nobody's going to kill you for that. We're not.
Oh, no, I'd just jump off a bridge myself.
We're not going to let you jump off a bridge, okay? We're just going to humiliate you publicly. That's what we do. Come on, man. It's not over. See, this is the problem. You're all too emotional. You're overreacting. Oh, if I have a gender reveal, I'm going to kill myself. Well, no, just, you know, let us make fun of your small penis. That's it. Hey, at least it worked. Yeah, that's, you know, that's what we do. It's not, you don't have to jump all the way to that. It's like Jermaine last week jumping all the way to Harvey on me.
That was Jerry.
Was that Jerry?
Yeah, it was Jerry. It was on Monday when they first started talking about Cristobal.
Oh, I thought it was Jermaine. Maybe no. I'm wrong. Well, somebody jumped straight to Harvey on me. We don't need that Harvey. Cristobal, no Harvey. There's only one Harvey. Remember, that was a 100-year storm.
Yeah.
And we haven't had.
And then we had one like a year later.
Yeah, we haven't had more than, you know, five of those in the last 10 years. But that's all right. Yeah, that's my message for the day. Let's not jump all the way to the extremes. Can we try to do that for a day?
Like for the rest of today or tomorrow?
Try tomorrow. Just not automatically go extreme. When people say I like aliens, just don't go Predator. That was never going to happen with Predator. I don't understand this. I don't understand why people have to focus on, and again, just saying all aliens are the same. They're not. Have you not seen the movies? Wouldn't it have been cool to be William Shatner and be able to hook up with all those alien chicks from all those different cultures with different colors? That would have been awesome. That's where I wish I'd been born 150 years later so I could be Captain Kirk. That would be me. Not maybe an actual starship captain. I'd probably be, you know, nothing important, but I'd be spreading the love to the aliens. Of course, I wonder what weird sex diseases you get from aliens.
Hey, before we go, and it's pretty quick, MLBPA is making a proposal for a season of around 89 games with a full prorated share of salary and expanded playoffs. Would bring the sides closer to a potential deal and is 25 games under the last union offer. The proposal is for 89 games and is 25 fewer than the union's last proposal of 114 games at full pro. Sources tell ESPN. My guess is that is also going to be rejected by the owners.
Yeah, I don't think
it's going to happen.
I don't think the owners want to play. I think there's a few, but for the most part, most of those guys,
they're not going to give them full prorated pay. It's just not going to happen.
No, and you know these guys need to. Well, they're not going to listen. They're going to just keep leaking stuff to the media, and it's going to go back and forth, and they're all going to look. They're all going to look stupid. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Good job, Aaron. I think we'll keep you. Hoffman, good job today. Only partially sucked.
You've been worse.
Yeah, I'll be worse tomorrow, I'm sure. Fun show. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then. Oh, yeah, we got the
Soccer Matters.
Soccer Matters. Right. Glenn Davis coming in here. Get your soccer on. Stay Rona free, bitches.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.